Blog Talk Radio.
Lady 64 here on your Blog Talk Radio, and I'm hoping everyone is having a great week. Halloween is right around the corner, and matter of fact, it's Sunday, and I think to here in this area, because the Saints play on Sunday, I think they're doing something different with the trick-or-treating. I mean, that's how faithful we are to our Saints. We're a very good Saints fan. And I think they're changing around Halloween or something for that, because Saints play that evening. I forgot who they play, but you know me. I'm praying that I'm going to be sitting in front of that TV watching them. I know from 3 to 5 I have somewhere to be, but hopefully the game, I'll be able to see the game, hopefully. And if I don't, I can always go back to the highlights, or I can VOD it. Great, video on demand. Love it. Anyway, again, I hope you guys are having a great day, a great week. It's almost over. Friday is tomorrow. The weekend is right around the corner. You guys go out, have a good time. I know in some states it's been raining. My sister was complaining about the weather up in Michigan. She's saying how it's cold there right now. Down here, we have been truly blessed because the weather is still great. We've had cool mornings and cool nights, but overall, we've been having real nice weather. We've had a couple of days of rain, but nothing, you know, that's really, really out of hand. It's actually, really, it's beautiful here still. Okay, tonight, I want to talk to you guys basically about something that I am trying out, and I'm trying to get this person to work with me on some stuff. What I'm going to do tonight, first and foremost, we know this is a mature adult show, so there will be things that are said that does not reflect on me. It's just this way the person talks, it's the way the person expresses themselves, okay? So, what I'm going to do tonight is, on a promotional level, is to promote a new CD. But the crazy thing about it is, you guys, the CD is actually about a radio show. It's called Renegade Radio, okay? And it's by the Renegade Media Group. And it's Renegade Radio 10.10 FM. And as you know, there is no 10.10. So this ideal is a great ideal, and I thought I would be the first to kind of promote him on a radio show, which I thought was very interesting. And so we're going to do that later on. I'm going to probably, I think he said it's like 45 minutes, so we got plenty of time to bring it on. But right now, I just kind of want tonight to kind of be a free-for-all night. I mean, without quoting anything, without just talking. I mean, I don't want to sound like I'm rambling, but talking about different things, issues, and, you know, how we're going to handle this and how we're going to do that. That's the type of thing I want to talk about tonight. Different situations. Let's see. First of all, we talked about the weather and how it is. I hope in your area that you guys, the weather is good. I want to kind of touch on a subject dealing with myself, I guess that is. You, with me, and I guess with me, you take a lot of, time to take out of your life to mature into a man or a woman. And it's all about the way that you perceive yourself. You know, we try not to worry about what other people think about us, but in a sense, we really do. I don't care. I hear people say it all the time. I don't care what nobody think about me, and I find myself saying that too. When in reality, we really do. We do care what people think. In some instances, we really do need to care, especially if it's dealing with a position, a job, a situation, a meeting, or, you know, a group of people that can make or break you. You want to make sure that you are presenting yourself in the way that you need to. So we need to worry about certain things. We don't need to worry about them, but we need to be concerned in a sense to make sure that we're conveying who we really are to those people. Now, if you're not comfortable with yourself, then you will have a hard time doing this. It's not an easy task, and it's not for everybody. You have to learn how to be able to deal with people. It's not something that you automatically know how to do. You have to learn how to deal with people. And sometimes it is harder than what we think, you know. We want to be able to talk to people and face people and handle situations that need to be handled, but sometimes that's not always the way that things turn out. So we have to look at things in a different manner or in a different way. And sometimes that causes for us to say things that we regret, do things that we regret. And when we regret it, it makes it hard for us to move on. So I say to you guys, learn yourself first and foremost. If you can do nothing else, learn yourself. Know who you are. Make sure you're sure of yourself, because sometimes we're not, you know. Know what you want, and I'm a very big thing about knowing what you want, because you know why? Because I have a problem with not knowing what I want in any situation. I don't like to be indecisive. I don't like to be a hesitant type person. But because I want to make sure I'm doing the right thing, that's something I have to do. Now, I'll say this. Life is hard. I'll say life is hard first, then I say life is what you put in it. Now, if life is hard, why would you want to live a hard life? Okay? Those are two different things. If life is hard, why would you want to live a hard life? So I'm saying to you is, if life already has its bumps and bruises, why would you want your life in particular to have bumps and bruises in them? Okay? You know, how would you answer that? If life is hard, why would you want your life to be hard? If it's already got its own set of rules and its own bad times, just in general, life, I'm referring to your life. Why would you want your life to reflect all of the bad things that life has to offer you? Wouldn't you want your life in a whole different spot? Wouldn't you want your life to be happy? Wouldn't you want your life to, even with your trials and tribulations, you still can hold up, smile, laugh, and keep going on? Wouldn't you want that for your life? But some of us, we know life is hard, and guess what? We make our life hard. Ah, so what? My life is hard already. You know, life is just, who cares, you know. When you have the attitude, that's a negative attitude, and what happens is, guess what? Negativity loves negativity. Like they say, misery loves company. Negative stuff loves negative stuff. So what you have to do is you have to put your life there, put it out, look at it, look what you have to offer yourself first and foremost. Look what you can offer or see what you can offer someone else. Make sure it's positive. And take away all the negative stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Take away all the stuff that doesn't help you in any way. Love yourself. Know who you are. Love who you are. And if you want to do some improvements, do it. You know, nothing wrong with that. Do your improvements. Enjoy life. And keep moving on. So, I'm sorry. So with that said, I say let us take life by the hand, enjoy it while we can, do what we have to do, and get rid of the stumbling blocks in your life. All that dead weight that's holding you down and holding you back, shake it off. It's not going to always happen overnight. It's going to take some time because guess what? It's been there for a while. That dead weight didn't just come. It's been there for a while. You just was comfortable with it. You know, like you have an old pair of slippers, okay? And the old pair of slippers, no matter what, nobody says, oh, those are some ugly slippers you need to get. You still put your feet in them. Or an old T-shirt that you continue to wear even though it's been ready for the garbage can, you still wear it. And that's how we do with the burdens and the stumbling blocks in our life. We're used to them. We just stumble over them, keep walking. But we have to find a way to get rid of them so that your load can be lighter and you can move on, because your stumbling block can stop you from being successful. A stumbling block can stop you from a lot of things, and you want to avoid the stumbling blocks. So you set yourself up, and if you do get one, your job is to get rid of them. I mean, you need to get rid of them in the sense that you need to move on with your life. And that's what you have to do. You have to find a way for yourself to get rid of them. Sometimes that's easy. Sometimes it's not. But you have to make the last decision on how you would go about getting rid of it. The stumbling block. And sometimes it's not just one stumbling block, it's several stumbling blocks. And there's gross stunts that, if you hear my dog, you guys, please disregard my dog. She hears stuff we can't hear. You know that with dogs. So every now and then she'll gruff. I don't know why. I think it's funny. And of course, this is a live show, so, well, how they say, get used to it. Sometimes, because I can't go anywhere in the house where she won't follow me. My dog suffers from separation anxiety, so whenever I leave, and I leave for long periods of time, oh, she goes crazy. That's enough about my dog. Anyway, but please excuse me if she barks, and please excuse me if I cough, and please excuse me if I yawn. It's not because I'm tired. It's the way I'm sitting. But anyway, so we have to learn how to get rid of those growth stunners. I guess that's how you say it. We have to know how to recognize our stumbling blocks. It don't necessarily have to be a person. It could be a situation that's keeping you from moving on. And your job and your mission, your goal is to get rid of that stumbling block so you can move on with your life and move on to the successes that are out there for you. You know, I was kind of talking to myself. I mean, I talk to myself all the time, but I was talking to myself and I was wondering, and I asked this question out loud. I hear people always saying, your blessings are coming all the time. Okay, you say, okay, my blessings are coming. But lots of times our blessings have arrived and gone. And why is that? Why is that simply is because we're so busy doing everything else, concerning ourselves with everything else, that we don't realize, guess what? I missed my blessing. So, can you recognize a blessing? Can you? Your blessing might be in somebody you don't like, believe it or not. You know why? Because that person might need you in a situation, and even though they don't want to call on you, and you don't want them to call on you, but they have to, and when they do, you come through. That was a blessing, and you don't even know you missed it. A person in your life can be a blessing, and you can't even recognize them. You know why? Because you're so busy doing everything else. A situation can happen in your life that was a true blessing, but you were too busy worried about something somebody else was doing, and you missed it. So, when we say our blessings are coming, my blessing is coming. I'm not worried about it. My blessing is coming. How do you know you didn't miss your blessing? Do we truly know what a blessing is? Anybody know the definition of a blessing? I mean, that's just something to think about. When you get an opportunity, sit back, relax, and think about that. Have I missed my blessing more than once? I believe I have. I believe I have. I believe I've missed a lot of blessings that came my way. Either preoccupied with something else or just didn't recognize it. I really believe that. Can we receive that blessing again? I don't know. Can we? Good question. Can we receive that blessing again? Is there an opportunity or a way we can receive that blessing again? Oh, no. That's a good question. Can we? Can it be, you know, can it come back around? Do I get another chance? You think God allows us to have another chance at a blessing? I can't say that because I don't know. I'm not trying to be no religious person. I'm not trying to throw all this spirituality at you. Please do not think that. This is just stuff that I'm talking about that was on my heart and on my mind, and that's all. I'm not trying to be holy. This is not pertaining to spirituality and all this. It's just questions I'm asking because I am a Christian. I do believe in Jesus Christ. I do believe in the Holy Spirit. So I'm going to tell you that right now, regardless, whatever. I do believe that there is a God, that there is the Holy Trinity. I believe that. And I'm not going to change that because, you know, I'm just not right now. Put to you like that. I'm just asking a question. How important it is for us to know about our blessings, how to get rid of our stumbling blocks, how to move on with our life, and how to just make that decision that you want to move on with your life and to get over everything that you're going through. You know, we go through storms every day. There's a different storm every day. I'm not talking about the weather. I'm talking about the storms in our lives. Do we sit back and allow the storm to take over, or do we fight the storm? What do you think we need to do? Fight the storm or allow it to go through? You know, I believe that whatever storm that I am going through, what I need to know, number one, is that I need to continue to have faith and I need to have perseverance. Faith and perseverance, and I talked about that in my book, How Does Your Garden Grow? As one of the tools to have, faith and perseverance. And with those two things, that gives you the strength to hold on till the storm passes over, till you see the calming of the seas in the situations. That's what I truly believe. If you just hold on, just hold on a little while longer, I truly believe that the storm will pass. Now, after the storm, what is left? Destruction. But what you have to do with all that destruction, debris, you know, hoping nobody else got hurt, you know, in a storm, you have to assess the damages. Okay. Now, once you assess the damages, you start to rebuild. You rebuild who you are. You rebuild the situation. But you're rebuilding the situation for the good, not for the same thing that happened the first time. You know, that's what I think. I mean, that's what I'm thinking in my mind. That's what you do. And then sometimes let the storm pass, and you move on, and you go on to the next. You go on with your life. Sometimes the debris needs to stay there. It'll eventually leave. I mean, sometimes the debris needs to stay there, and you move on. Move out your storm and move on. You know, look for that rainbow and the sunshine and the clouds opening up and things getting better. That's what you need to do. Do we always do that? No, because some of us will go through a storm, and you know what? Instead of us moving on, we stay in the storm, even though it's gone. We stay in that same, we stay in the debris, we stay in the situation, we don't move on. And then you wonder why, guess what, here it comes again. It's hitting you again, because guess what? You stayed in that situation. He wants us to go through the storms. He wants us to have faith in him to know that he's going to get us out. He didn't say go back. He said don't. He didn't say go back and get more stuff out of the storm. He move on, and that's what we have to do. We have to learn to move on, and you know, move on to our next situation and how it's going to be handled. You know, do we learn from the storm? Question to ask. Do we learn from the storm, or do we continue? You know, do we learn and, you know, okay, I'm out of this storm. Let's see where the next storm comes from. And do we create the storms? Or is it just part of life? You know, everybody's life is not going to be perfect. But can we avoid a lot of situations? I believe we can. I believe a lot of things can be avoided. And it's all about us. It's all about each and every person on how they see things, how they perceive stuff, how they understand situations. I think each and every person is responsible for themselves in every aspect. And I know people hear that all the time, but a lot of people don't want to take responsibility for themselves. They want to blame everybody else, but they don't want to blame who they are. They don't want to take the blame for what they do and how they do it and when they do it. You know, it's easy to throw it off on somebody else. It's easy then for you to stand up and say, you know what, that's my responsibility. I should have done it a different way. I apologize. Let me see if I can fix it. If I can't fix it, just please forgive me and move on. People don't like to do that. There's a lot of people out there that do not like to do that. They want to give the blame off to somebody else because it's so easy. It's so much easier to blame someone else for your shortcomings, your shortfalls, your insecurities, your bad times. You want to blame everybody else, and you never look at the person in the mirror. It's so easy to throw it off on somebody else than to say, you know what, it was me. I did do that. And maybe I need to not do that again, or maybe I need to go to that person or that situation and kind of mend it right there, mend the fences. But you know, some people just don't want to do that. Some people prefer to continue to blame everybody else for everything else that they do, for everything they do. You know, I mean, I think we are allowed to make some mistakes, but are we not going to say it's our mistake? We always ready to throw it to somebody else. Stand up and be yourself. Say, okay, you know what, I'm wrong. And what is so hard about that? And I think some people have more storms than others because of how they think and how they see things and how they perceive things. I really think that they have more storms than most people because it's like they never learn. They never want to admit. They never want to stand up. They never want to say, you know what, it's me. And I'm not saying that as saying that their storms are more because they're being punished. I think their storms are more because of the situations that they put themselves in. You know, that's just something I'm just throwing out there. I don't know. I'm just talking right now. I don't know. So let's break the monotony here. just a little bit too serious. And let's see if we get some music on here. In a few minutes, like I said, I'm going to be playing a CD from Renegade Radio 110 FM with DJ F and Fresh. And like I said, some of the music you're going to like, some of it you probably won't like, because it gets raw. I'm just going to put it to you like that. It says some raw stuff. So I'm going to try to play it all the way through. Hopefully I can, without any problems. But right now I'm going to play some of my music and hoping you guys like it.
when Enchantment finish, we are going to go into Renegade Radio 110 FM, and we're going to listen to that, and then we'll be closing out the show. So sit back and relax a little bit, you guys. Going to have a good time tonight. Enchantment, Baby, Baby, It's You That I Need. And before that, we had JoJo and, who was that? I'm sorry, you guys. I can't remember what the name was. Anyway, I can't remember the name of the song. I'm so sorry. Just a second here. Turn that down a little bit. JoJo and what's the brother name? I can't remember the brother. Anyway, the two brothers. I can't remember what the name song was. I apologize, you guys. I cannot remember. Anyway, doesn't matter. Now we will be going on air with Renegade Radio FM 10.10. Okay? Let's see. Got to make sure I have the sound right. Technical difficulty. There we go. See how it's going to come out. Okay, here we go.
Friday and Saturday at the CITGO down 3rd, and we get it popping. That's what we've been known for. Yeah, now we got our own radio station, though. And that's going to be something totally different. They're going to, yeah, it's going to be hot. But anyway, in the next couple of seconds and minutes and hours, we got some hot shit coming your face. Like Bootsy Collins, you dig what I'm saying? We got Quan Chi the God. Swag is on a million. Dermis Priceless. We got Planet 10, we got more, me, F and Fresh, we've got Tito Rico, we've got so much that it's not even worth talking about it right now. So what we're going to do is go jump right into this million-dollar swag, Dear Miss Priceless right here on Renegade Radio 110.10. F and Fresh.
And Renegade Radio, oh, 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 110.10.
Where we at, they gon' play the sky, they know we're playing it. Words and tools, we're sort of live, we on the CD, but it still works the same way.
So basically what we're going to do is this idea that we have for Renegade Radio 110.10, which if you log on to your ReverbNation.com/Renegade Radio 110.10 FM, you will see that we're currently number 4 in the city, holding down a very important spot on the hip-hop chart. That's coming from being number 1 on the R&B chart. And now we're number 4. Here it is, mid-October. And I say probably by the end of this month, you should be number 1 with a lot of support, right? Right? Right, I know A-Town got my back. I ain't worried about it. Look here, we finna keep it going and popping and moving and all that other good stuff. But what we're going to do next is we're going to give y'all a little commercial break, because I know this is a bit of a shocker for all of you guys thinking that, how do these guys pull it off? How do they make an imaginary radio station work so damn well? And I'll tell you the secrets later on, maybe, maybe not. Also, down the road, down the pipeline, we do have some old school. We're going to have to do a homage, is what the white people call it. We're going to do an homage to the Parliament. That's right. George Clinton's going to break live Friday, August the 14th. That's what he was saying in the song. I'm not saying we're going to bring him down here. Hopefully, we might be able to do that one day, but we got a little cut old school jam. It's about some funky shit, you know what I'm saying? And we're going to put that on for you. But anyway, like I said, this is Renegade Radio 110.10. I want to welcome everybody here. If you dig what I'm saying, and come see us. You know what I'm talking about? And if you need us, we are only a click away at facebook.com/f.n.fresh. You can get me personally. Or you can hit us up on the phone line to get your CDs and DVDs and documentaries. We can enlighten you. We can give you that banging stuff. We can show you where it's at, because we know where it's at. You feel me? 318-481-9218. You know what I'm saying? And hit that number up and ask us about anything. Everything is the same prices as it is when you see it in the regular flesh and blood. And let's see, so you dig what I'm saying? So,
keep it moving, baby.
All right. Ever Fresh 110.10 Renegade. Well, you guys so clown. All right. We jumping right back into it right here on Renegade Radio. Like I said, I'm FM Fresh. I got some new old shit for you. How about that? I got Pretty Lady I'm 10 by Planet 10 on that old Millie beat. He said everybody else wrecked it. He said, but not him. So he wrecked that bit and told me the Pretty Lady I'm 10. Like the number right here on Renegade Radio. 110.10 FM. It ain't gonna be fucking
up. I already got it. You know what's next? Give it a yeah.
I say she good enough. I'm one of my CDs. Say she been a friend again, but now she down. What are these? I ain't never ready to pretend, cause I love being me. But now that her heart is free, her body needs a ready. Do you look good for some love from one of these niggas in the street? But fuck all that. Give it to you what you need and what you crave and what you want. And trust that I'm a star, I'm still smooth without a comb. And by the end of the night, yeah, we gon' get it on. And by the end of the night, I'm gon' get you out of bounds. And by the end of the night, you gon' be singing all my songs. She included this in that freezer, I'm gon' get my free on. So what's wrong? No babysitter, leave him with my babysitter. Get your homegirl off your phone, say let her on and you won't miss her. Get your girlfriend on the phone, you set it up, we gon' go get her. Grab some daiquiris and catch a bug like some rusty clippers. You can plug me in your brain, I strike a pose, you take a picture. Probably not a princess, but I wanna see this last slipper fit. You can call it Iggy, cause you know I gotta get you. Your body's on fire, now I'm making you speak to miss her. From the back and from the side, it's the only time that I'm gonna hit you. Judging by your thighs, it's guaranteed that
I won't miss you.
And I don't need no talk, I'm in this pussy with a blindfold. And I can kind of reflect it on your face with my eyes closed. Folks that don't know the culture think I'm talking about some white. The genetics real good, she Creole, and she flies so. If you see me talking to her, forget you ever knew her. You might have want that rib, but my game is much cooler like. So I walked up to a pipe for a cigarette and I told her, pretty, pretty, pretty lady, I'm here.
Like the number.
Well, if them games for them names, then what do you call your man? Just give him a PS3 and watch what he do with his hands. Buy him the newest bed and invite over all his friends. White to that house and got it, then that's when I'm a command. Now watch what I do with my hands, they all over your gams. Kick the cheetahs and pineapples on some honey glazed ham. Cause he's amazing, then I'm amazed. And to figure me out, you gon' need to raise your hand. Now here's your turn, what you gonna learn? Yeah, shawty, I can teach you, you're back up in the my lap, give my pattern, I'm gonna be to the nap at that. I'm gonna think you eat your treat, you put the best. Now you've been the family king. Why would you settle for less? Yes, I know why. I'm one of a kind. Now you wishing, why can't my baby daddy be like this guy? Hell, I don't know. Should've fucked with me a long time ago, back when I was rhyming slow. But now I'm rhyming slow. Oh. No, you're not still your life. I'm just saying. Yeah. If you bang on my shit for the very first time, you ain't catch what I said, then press rewind. I'm trying to make your girlfriend mine, and I hope her girlfriend don't mind. I'm a little bit of trying to hit them both in the line. They undressing each other, can't seem to the blind. Check out my watch, you can watch me shine. My heart's gonna bust if I do another line like.
I'll be the one who's in the dark.
Oh, yeah. Now, that was Planet 10 and that bar Schizo Rico with Be Somebody. Real special track. Some boys did that stuff. But we got to move into the next one. I know we coming up with some hot stuff. We're going to pause for a commercial break because we always got to pay the bills and we got to keep it real at all times for the folks. Right? But your boy DJ FM Fresh doing it big. Renegade Radio 110.10 FM in HD, sucker. That's right, baby. This your boy DJ FM Fresh getting live on the ones and twos. Thank y'all for picking this up. Renegade Radio 110.10 FM. Broadcasting live in HD on CD everywhere. You know what I'm talking about? But anyway, we about to get into this boy Planet 10-ish. He got this song called Has It. He wanted me to spin for him. So I'm going to let Planet 10 do his thing. Baby, baby, 110.10, a champ.
Got ass out the ass. I like the way she speaks. And when she called my number, all she want to do is scream. So I put her on, and then I put her down. Now she got Planet 10 name in these streets all around. Anytime she a has it. Don't front like you ain't no, she a hazard. I'm talking to you, you a hazard. Yeah. 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 She got a nice car. And a nice shade.
Yeah.
Only thing she needs is a little more icing on her cake. Put the pep in step. I can make a chick sweat. I made her wait till the fifth day just to talk about sex. I'm a hazard. Yeah, I'm a hazard. Don't listen to the talk, yeah, yeah, I'm a hazard. I'll get in your way, I'm a hazard. Yeah. Don't need no reasons. No whip on the road, fresher than what we in. Native American, Japanese, or European. Spaceship living, you ain't seeing what I'm seeing. Space G's up, what other clique is better being? Face freeze up, moon rocks, beaming. I'm a rock star, looking forward to Cleveland. Maybe I will never whisper the cheap end. But we just keep on some horse cheap end. Never take a L, no spoon, we keep it. New tracks on family, they always sleep.
It's ever fresh, always and forever. Check me out right here on Facebook.com. That's Facebook.com/F.N.Fresh. Or you can follow me on Twitter. That's at BOSS10PARIS. You know what I'm talking about? Boston, Paris, baby, because we're fly. You feel me? Anyway, we got a new joint coming up called Model For Me. It's a short snippet. The boy didn't want to give me the whole song. He said, put it out there like this, and we're going to see what happens. So, this is Model For Me, 110.10.
You just stepped out the shower. How long have I been waiting? Seems like forever now. I've been growing impatient. I want you hear me now. I swear you're my favorite. Now put on that red dress. I love to see you in, baby.
Oh, this model for me.
Oh,
close to dinner time. I know I'll be getting mine. Squeeze you so tight, like our bodies are intertwined. I need a good excuse. I just spilled my wine. Now let's get up out of here while it's still nighttime. I call a cab or a limo. I ran out of where the woods grow. We could be there in about an hour or so. But while we wait, I wanna see your shade. Take a cold bottle. I want you bottle for me. Bottle for me.
This far through the program, you already know what's about to happen. Like I said, I'm effing fresh every time. Renegade Radio 110.10 FM. We gonna slow it down just a bit. You feel me? This is the part where if you're driving and you're looking cool with the Santa shades on and you got the chick on the side, just can you put your hand on the side? Cause I got skittles and plenty of scenes from over that. Shout out to Sight. 10.10 FM. I'm
minds of mine. I'm trying to understand your vision. You captured my attention in the first phase of your mission. Do you have long-term intentions, or is this just a competition between verses, flirtatious words, rehearsed words, being presented to anyone who will listen? I'm loving the attention, but was it written especially for me? Just wondering.
I will execute it with the gentleness of an erupting about pain, no, because I familiar with the power. In short, it explains the pain and anguish one can feel when they are truly and without a doubt dedicated to accomplishing one purpose. So my efforts are far beyond worth it. Excuse my nervousness, clear throat. Meanwhile, I see the wildlife. If I put it all in the mind, for one chance to shine. Never imagining the prize would be fine. For me to keep and put on free. Free from disease. And one more, 4.5.
tell me why I can't get the show that I dream of.
You know what I mean, relax, we get like I dream of.
I'm like, damn, we used to talk and we never did before.
So I'm posted up like a player poster.
You gonna pick my drink up off the coaster.
My bank is all headed down to that 504.
That's that cola.
I'm very out there for niggas can't
on the
cold, they told
them on my feet.
The hoster is taking pictures with the locals.
I ain't out of nowhere, this chick stick as long as I'm super fresh, everything matching down.
I know the nighttime
guys, that was an excerpt from Renegade Radio FM 10.10. I told him that I would give him an opportunity to allow me to play it on my radio show so you guys can see what he's doing. This is his very first one. He's part of the Renegade Media Group. So, as you can see, I mean, I don't mind giving anybody some time on my radio show because I would like someone to return that favor. So, if you liked it, let me know. Send me an email. You know how to contact me. You can catch me on Facebook at, Facebook, Freedom Call. I'm sorry, / Sleep. I'm so sorry. I keep saying I'm sorry. You can catch me on Facebook or you can email me at sensible64@yahoo.com or arzandacherry@yahoo.com. Arzanda is arzandacherry@yahoo.com. If you have any comments, I really enjoyed this. It was different. Like I said, I don't mind helping anybody out when it comes to getting their music on. Some of this stuff was kind of raunchy, but I'm glad I am mature, an adult show, so I'm allowed to play that. Not to disrespect anyone who's listening or who's going to listen, just be prepared for the adult language that's going to be on the taping of the radio show, of the CD, excuse me. We've discussed the cleaning up of it already, so that should be coming along soon. So, what I want to say is thank you guys for tuning in. Chocolate Lady 64, Blog Talk Radio. Stay tuned for next week. You guys have a great evening. Love you, and Chocolate Lady 64 sounding off. Bye-bye.